The Superfund program is the state's last resort for cleaning up hazardous waste. According to Robert Pease of the DES, the state is aware of around 600 hazardous waste sites, but only when there isn't an owner left to deal with the contamination do they turn to the Superfund. He says in Farmington, the property has changed hands several times, and the last owner declared bankruptcy in 2005. Once gone, the auto parts factory left a legacy in the form of chlorinated solvents.
They last a long time in the environment. They can degrade into other toxic chemicals, and they will often sink into the groundwater.
Pease says while the contaminated water isn't a threat to residents, the DES hasn't settled on what technology can best clean up the contamination. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.